I am grateful that all of you could be here this afternoon for my annual State of the City Address. I am proud to report that the state of our city is strong. It has been an honor and privilege to serve as mayor during this special time in our city's history. In our video, national CBS Evening News anchor Jeff Glore framed our city's past, captured our resilience in the wake of challenges, and articulated our collective belief that the best is yet to come in the city of Buffalo. I want to thank him for dedicating his time and talent to our program. Jeff is an Emmy Award-winning journalist from Buffalo who has traveled around the world and covered some of the biggest breaking news stories of the last decade. While doing that, he has always proudly reminded people everywhere that he goes exactly where he comes from. Thank you, Jeff. And what a way to wake up this morning. Buffalo-born Buttes captain Emily Falzer leading Team USA to the gold medal in women's hockey for the first time in 20 years. And once again, thank you to all of you, the change makers, who are here today. Together, we have spent the last 12 years leading our city out of the past, and now it's up to all of us to work together to determine our future. The future is what I want to talk about today. I am proud of the way that we have reimagined a city where people want to live and work and gather and celebrate and enjoy Buffalo once again. Over the next 4 years, I will ensure that our progress continues and that opportunity is abundant in our city of good neighbors, that everyone has a chance to succeed, make a difference, and make their dreams come true. With billions in investment, we are stronger. With significant drops in crime, we are safer. With programs and services to care for and educate our children, we are smarter. And with a real commitment to improving city services, we are better. This is our time. I have no illusion that the next 4 years will be easy. To ensure our city's growth, we must continue to build and sustain modern buildings and infrastructure as we revitalize the historic masterpieces and industrial sites that are scattered throughout the city of Buffalo. Last summer, Tesla's factory at Riverbend began manufacturing solar roof panels, and its partner, Panasonic, began building solar cells and modules. The two companies now employ over 500 local workers at the 1.2 million square foot facility in South Buffalo, where they expect to spend an additional $5 billion over the next decade. This milestone, made possible by Governor Andrew Cuomo's Buffalo Billion Initiative, is one of many. As Governor Cuomo said, this marks the launch of a world-class manufacturing hub that will create jobs and solidify our role as a leader in the clean energy economy. Thank you to Governor Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Hochul for your leadership in our city's economic transformation. Almost 1,000 people attended the Panasonic job fair at the Buffalo Employment and Training Center. And Tesla will hold additional job fairs throughout the city starting in March. I would like the Tesla workers who are here today with us to please stand. Thank you for representing the future of manufacturing and for your commitment to the sustainability of our planet. In November, Oshai Children's Hospital opened with consolidated services in a new modern facility on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. The hospital ensures that comprehensive pediatric health care and maternal services are available to patients from Western New York and beyond. It is one of only 43 freestanding children's hospitals in the United States and the only one in New York. The successful move day, executed under the leadership and planning of Jody LeMayo, President and CEO of Kaleida Health, and Oshai Children's Hospital President, Allegra Jaros, gave life to the new birthplace of the next generation of Buffalo's children. And just a few weeks later, the University at Buffalo, Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences opened its doors to educate, to discover, and to heal. This institution will advance health and wellness around the world, educating tomorrow's leaders in healthcare, biomedical sciences, and innovative research. This building is the first in Buffalo to have an internal NFTA Metro Rail station, and every day will bring more than 2,000 students, faculty, and staff to the heart of downtown Buffalo. I would like to thank UB President Satish Tripathi for making this project a reality. And I would also like to recognize Jeremy Jacobs and his family for their generosity, not just to UB, but to the entire city of Buffalo. Let's give Mr. Jacobs and the Jacobs family a round of applause. Then, the new Explore and More Children's Museum will turn dreams into reality the playful way. Construction on the 43,000 square foot museum is well underway and will open this year. This will have a $90 million economic impact over the next 10 years and will be a perfect addition to Canal Side, adding another attraction to our waterfront. At the same time, the Albright Knox is in the midst of a $155 million expansion project. The museum conducted an international search that resulted in the selection of the world-class architectural team, OMA, and one extraordinary benefactor, Jeffrey Gundlach, has inspired the capital campaign with personal contributions totaling $52.5 million. Designs for the expansion will be unveiled this year, once again attracting worldwide attention to Buffalo's internationally recognized Museum of Modern Art. These are just a few of the examples of how our city is leading the way in manufacturing, energy, medicine, education, entertainment, and culture. This is our time. Our city is being rediscovered. Property values are rising, and the growing equity will be a game changer for families. Businesses are expanding and there are more jobs. Greater investment in neighborhoods has increased commercial activity, and the years of abandonment and decline have steadily reversed. It's time to ensure that our momentum continues. Our recovery is still fragile. Development is still heavily subsidized. We need to maintain affordable and safe housing. Many of our neighborhoods still have a long road to recovery. We must ensure public safety and the integrity of our infrastructure while maintaining the best standards for quality of life and the delivery of programs and services. We must continue to improve education. We need improved job training, and we must continue to create more opportunity in every community for all of our residents. It is gratifying to meet people every day who want to live here. This is one of the many indicators that our city is stronger. We have worked hand in hand with residents, improving their neighborhoods to the point where we now see an influx of new residents who want to be where the action is right here in the city of Buffalo. Many residents never expected to earn wealth by owning a home, but they are now positioned for economic advancement because they own some of the fastest appreciating property in the region. Now, residents throughout Buffalo are positioned to secure wealth by owning property. But as prices appreciate, we must protect those who have lived in Buffalo for generations but are struggling. We still lack the jobs some of our residents need to actually afford the most affordable housing in the country. We've certainly made strides, but we need to continue expanding access to affordable housing. My investment with the City Council in affordable housing totals $450 million to date, and there are more than 40 additional projects underway. We are also working with the development teams at 201 Ellicott, Women and Children's Hospital, and Gate Circle, who have committed to affordable housing units in their projects. We will continue to prioritize support for projects that stabilize our neighborhoods. My commitment to inclusion and economic mobility does not stop with large multifamily developments. Over the past year, my administration has worked with Empire State Development, the New York State Affordable Housing Corporation, Sony May, M&T Bank, and Habitat for Humanity on developing a new program for creating home ownership in Buffalo's abandoned properties. Single and double family homes sold by the city will be eligible for a new type of mortgage from Sony May that will include the costs of purchase and rehabilitation. Where rehab costs exceed the amount of the mortgage, my administration has secured grant money from the state to cover the difference. Finally, those properties with the greatest rehab challenges will be tackled by Habitat for Humanity, ensuring that local homeowners will benefit from their investments. 2 years ago, my administration commissioned the Housing Opportunity Strategy to develop a plan for inclusive development in Buffalo. 70,000 residential parcels in the city were surveyed, and all of the data was analyzed. This led to the creation of a framework that will guide our approach to development that will benefit longtime residents. The Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency will lead a community engagement strategy that tailors solutions to neighborhood needs. The Complete Community Initiative is the next step in the Housing Opportunity Strategy. This complements the work of One Region Forward. That's right, This will be a neighborhood strategy integrated into a regional agenda. My administration recognizes fair and affordable housing is a challenge for the region, not just for the city of Buffalo. So we have worked closely with my partner in government, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, to enter into an agreement where the first time in 40 years, the city and county are collaborating on a joint strategy for alleviating barriers to fair housing choice and enhancing affordable housing opportunities. Thank you, County Executive Poloncarz, as well as the members of the Erie County Legislature for your partnership on this and so many other initiatives. My administration will be implementing the Complete Community Initiative while working with the state on the $60 million commitment to the east side of Buffalo, where we still have the greatest needs. Thank you, Governor Cuomo, and my colleagues in the state legislature, Senators Tim Kennedy and Chris Jacobs, and Assembly Members Crystal Peoples-Stokes and Sean Ryan, for your steadfast support of the Buffalo Billion Two. Let's give them a round of applause. My goal is to forge an atmosphere in Buffalo that creates mixed income neighborhoods where every resident feels at home and can thrive. I know that this objective is shared by my partners in the Common Council. I want to thank them for their leadership on this and so many important issues. Council President Pridgen, Majority Leader Rivera, Council President Pro Tem Scanlon, and Council Members Franczak, Fontana, Golumbek, Wyatt, Ferraletto, and Wingo, thank you for being here today. Our objective is to position Buffalo as one of the most inclusive and equitable cities in North America. This is the right thing to do for our residents and for our economy. We must continue to develop a healthy city by expanding programs to combat lead poisoning. With the support of the Common Council, we enacted tougher codes to hold landlords and property managers accountable for providing tenants with lead-safe dwellings. Our city building inspectors conducted blitzes in four Buffalo neighborhoods where children have tested highest for lead. Those resulted in violations and/or fines at over 500 structures. Landlords who didn't achieve compliance were referred to housing court. We have enhanced our effort to wipe out lead in Buffalo by increasing the rental registry fee so that revenues will enable us to hire a coordinator solely devoted to preventing lead exposure, who will oversee our comprehensive lead program and will serve as our liaison with county, state, and federal agencies and not-for-profits to leverage all available resources to increase lead testing, abatement, and education. Neighborhood recovery has been underway across the city of Buffalo in every district. We must continue to build on that even as we tackle new frontiers. I'm proud to announce today that Northwest Savings Bank is coming to Jefferson Avenue. After evaluating their branch network, it was clear that something was missing, a location on the east side of Buffalo. They were impressed with the public investment and exciting projects underway in this historic corridor, and they decided this would be the new home for a full-service branch. Northwest will break ground this spring and open this year. I'm also very pleased to announce that Northwest Bank is partnering with Mike Regal and his team at Belmont Housing to open a financial education center on Jefferson Avenue. Clients will have access to one-on-one counseling, workshops, and online services on a variety of financial topics. This center will open in 2019. Northwest Bank has been a great partner to the City of Buffalo. I would like to ask Northwest Regional President John Golding and his team to please stand. I am grateful for your confidence in the future of our local economy and the growing strength of the Jefferson Avenue neighborhood. Thank you very much. In partnership with Brian Gelfand, President and CEO of Blue Wireless, I'm pleased to report that Jeffrey Wi-Fi will be expanded by 10 blocks in the Jefferson Avenue Business District to include hotspots across Jefferson Avenue that will stretch from East Ferry Street to Best Street. Jeffrey Wi-Fi is the next phase of Buffalo's public wireless network. Thank you, Brian Gelfand. In reaching for the next level, we must build our public-private partnerships. Next week, Dr. Daniel Alexander, who is with us today, will be submitting his plans for a new community center for the Seneca Babcock neighborhood. He will purchase land from the City of Buffalo to build a $2.6 million privately run and funded community center. The city made the initial investment to prepare the site for sale and will use the proceeds from the purchase to improve Mullen Park. The center's costs and long-term operational sustainability will be paid for through the fundraising efforts and generous contributions of Dr. Daniel Alexander. Thank you very much, Dr. Alexander. The final component for real recovery is dealing with vacant buildings that prevent the complete transformation of our neighborhoods. At the corner of Hurdle and Delaware Avenues, the conversion of the former North Buffalo Library into an Italian cultural center is about to take place. The city will invest $350,000 to preserve the historic elements of this building. An additional $1.3 million has been raised by the Italian Cultural Center from private donations and outside sources, including utilization of historic tax credits. This privately owned and operated building will become a permanent cornerstone for Buffalo's Little Italy and the surrounding community. One of Western New York's largest residential builders, Murano Homes, plans to spend $40 million converting 23 acres between Colvin and Starin in North Buffalo into more than 100 single-family homes. This will add to the growing vibrancy in North Buffalo and contribute nearly $1 million to the city's tax base annually. Thank you, Murano Homes. All of these projects demonstrate my commitment to developing new ways to revitalize neighborhoods and lessen the burden on taxpayers by leveraging private resources for construction and long-term operation of public facilities. In order for any neighborhood to be strong, it has to be safe. The Buffalo Fire and Police Departments work to ensure that our bravest and finest are a diverse group of men and women who engage with our community every day in a positive manner. Last month, I appointed Commissioner Vincent Muscarella, a firefighter who rose through the ranks in the Buffalo Fire Department, who brings a wealth of experience, expertise, and training to this job, as well as strong relationships in the department and with Buffalo Firefighters Local 282. Currently, there is a class of new firefighters in training, and we have just begun a recruitment campaign for the next class, which will begin training by fall. Applications for the new fire exam will be administered on May 1st and are available right now. Our Buffalo Police Department has worked very hard for the 40% drop in crime that has been achieved since I took office. It has removed over 15,600 illegal guns from our streets at a time when we become more painfully aware of the devastation of gun violence across our nation every day. I will be joining students from across our nation in the March for Our Lives, and I will sponsor buses so that young people from Buffalo have the opportunity to march on the opportunity to march on March 24th to lend their voices to what must be a deafening chorus of never again. We will be And I really applaud the young people in Florida and across the nation that are taking such great leadership on this issue. And all of us, as adults, as parents, we must support our children. We will be greeted by our outstanding United States Senators in Washington, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand. I am proud, yes, thank you. We can give our senators a round of applause. They do great work. I am proud to announce today that I have nominated Interim Police Commissioner Byron C. Lockwood to permanently lead the Buffalo Police Department as commissioner. I know that he is the right person for this job. His distinguished career in law enforcement and strong relationships within the department and in our community, along with his integrity, hard work, and love for our city and our police department, will make our neighborhood safer, our department stronger, and will deepen the bonds between the police and the community. He has played a major role in collaborative efforts with other law enforcement agencies, including the Office of District Attorney John Flynn, and he has worked closely with the Police Athletic League, Peacemakers, and the Concerned Clergy Coalition, who are all here today. A smooth transition in our police department is important. I've tasked Commissioner Lockwood with achieving full accreditation by New York State within the year. This is an ambitious goal, but I'm confident that with the support of his leadership team, this goal will be accomplished. Our officers deserve the best equipment, training, and technology available. We recently began a pilot program to test body camera technology, and we continue to expand the Safe Cam program with nearly 250 city surveillance cameras and hundreds of private cameras owned by participating residents and businesses. As we grow in size and popularity, the number of large-scale events and visitors increases. I have asked our police department to focus on quality of life concerns and respond to resident complaints in every neighborhood. We will be increasing traffic enforcement activities, doubling our truck enforcement detail, and implementing new measures to ensure public safety in our neighborhoods and at large events.